Quarantines are not new. The practice goes back nearly 700 years. And as part of our summer travel series, NPR's Rob Schmitz takes us to where it all started.
The first state-imposed quarantine happened here in present-day Dubrovnik, Croatia, an ancient walled city atop the red cliffs of the Adriatic Sea. The first people to ever be quarantined here had a nice view, but not so nice consequences if they decided they had had enough of it. What were the punishments?
Like torture or cutting your nose or your ears.
Cutting off your nose or ears was just a preview of what was in store for you 500 years ago if authorities discovered you had broken quarantine, says Ivana Marinovic. She's in charge of educational programs at the Lazarettos of Dubrovnik, the first buildings ever constructed for the sole purpose of quarantine. She says it all started in 1377, a time when the polyphonic Trecento style of music was all the rage and when the Black Death was on its way to killing a third of all Europeans. Dubrovnik, the center of the Republic of Ragusa, was among that era's wealthiest merchant cities, and it wanted to maintain that status, but it couldn't afford to simply shut down like Venice or Milan did. So city leaders came up with an idea to force visitors to hang out on one of the many desolate islands off the coast for 40 days before they were allowed to come ashore. They called it quarantino, the Italian word for a 40-day period. Why 40 days? Historians think the city was inspired by Jesus, who had fasted in the wilderness for 40 days. Marinovic says this new pandemic was scary, city leaders were desperate, and they were winging it.
First quarantine was pretty much improvised. It wasn't building. It was improvised on the different islands all around Dubrovnik or in wooden houses, or people were just left outside.
Before you start to feel sorry for them, they did have company. They were accompanied by a scribe, two guards, two cleaners, and a gravedigger. Nearly 300 years later, in 1642, the city finished the Lazarettos, a series of buildings just outside the city wall where visitors, mostly from the Ottoman Empire, would wait out their 40 days. Marinovic takes me to the former quarantine cells, which have barred windows overlooking the turquoise water of the Adriatic and which now house an exhibition on the history of the quarantine. There are displays of old tools that guards use to ensure social distancing, poles with spikes on the end of them. And Marinovic shows me one of the earliest forms of contactless payment.
Instead of the opening, the money would fall into the drawer through this hole. They were avoiding to touch the money.
It's a cashier's desk with a hole to drop money into a drawer for contactless transactions. And money was the primary reason behind Dubrovnik's creation of the quarantine. It wanted to maintain economic growth in turbulent times, a tradition Marinovic says continues today.
I think that our government is trying to do the same because we are a country very much dependent on tourism. That's why we never had really strict measures in Croatia or in Dubrovnik.
And that's why Croatia was one of the first European countries to open to vaccinated tourists. It's also why Dubrovnik, filled with medieval churches, concert halls, and the world's oldest quarantine site, has been hard at work lobbying U.S. airlines like Delta and United to reopen direct flights between the U.S. and the Dubrovnik airport. And when more tourists begin arriving to this ancient walled city, they can pay a visit to the Lazarettos and pretend they're in quarantine, and then just walk right out the door for some sightseeing, without worrying about losing their noses in the process. Rob Schmitz, NPR News. Dubrovnik.